This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Health Department is sending reminders to the parents and guardians of youngsters 6 months through 5 years about their annual flu vaccine. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The agency is sending texts and emails to those whose child may be due for a flu shot based on records in the Colorado Immunization Information System. Officials with the agency say a vaccine is the best way to protect against serious illness. The text will come from the number 45778. Emails will come from a state health department address. This age group includes more than 238,000 Coloradans. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Fort Lewis College will get $7 million in grants to diversify Colorado's teacher workforce and to promote bilingual education. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The first federal grant will allow the Durango College to expand the number of teachers who speak more than one language. That may include building pathways for high school students or assistance for classroom aides to become teachers. It's aimed at reversing the decline in native language speakers. Educators will be trained in revitalizing language learning. The second grant will prepare Indigenous educators and educators of color to serve high-need students in rural, charter, and tribal schools. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Two women who reportedly tried to test the ballot signature system in Mesa County are out on bond after court appearances this week. Vicki Stewart and Sally Maxedon are both charged with identity theft and forgery. Police say Stewart, who was a postal employee, failed to deliver more than 20 ballots to a group of mailboxes in a Grand Junction subdivision on October 12th. Those ballots eventually got to her friend, Maxedon, who fraudulently cast them and forged the signatures on the back. They both have court appearances later this month and have been ordered not to communicate with each other. This is CPR News, NKRCC.